Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. That's what we do every time we have a service around here.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Together. We come to, you know, and in one mind and one accord, we're exalting the Lord. We're magnifying the Lord. He said, I sought the Lord and He heard me and did what?
Delivered
me from all my fears. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. This is the Word of God. This is the will of God. How many believe it's available to any child of God to be delivered from all fears? Now, you know, people agree with this and say amen, but the reality remains that most Christians have all kinds of fears. And it's not okay. People live in different degrees of paralysis, not doing certain things out of fear, doing things out of fear, being hindered, being restricted because of fear. But it's not the will of God. Like I said last week, I've heard preachers preach that a little fear is good. I've seen it on church signs. Different phrases about how that a little fear is good. Friend, fear is not of God.
Amen.
No fear is acceptable. People teach their children fear all the time. They do it without realizing. They do it without thinking. You know, they try to put fear in them. Don't go out there and play in the road. You'll get run over. Don't you know you'll get run over? That's not okay. How many understand that making a confession over your child, you'll get run over?
No way.
Trying to put them in fear. Trying to make them afraid of every stranger that they might meet. What might happen to them? I mean, these are accepted ways of rearing children, but they are ungodly and they are unscriptural.
Amen.
Teach your children to have respect for what a 3,000-pound automobile at 70 miles per hour can do, but not to be afraid of it.
Amen.
At all. Right? Teach your children that they can't trust everybody that they see. You wish they could, but you can't trust everybody and what they say. And you shouldn't go with everybody or hook up with everybody, but not to be afraid of anybody.
Amen.
Because you have angels.
Yes.
God looks out for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Teach them what a big snake can do or what a big dog can do, but not to be one bit afraid of either one.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Amen.
And the reason why parents teach their children fear is because they have fear. They're afraid of getting hurt in a car wreck. They're afraid of crashing in an airplane. They're afraid of somebody robbing them or mugging them or raping them. They're afraid. And friend, when you're afraid, you're not in faith. And when you're not in faith, you're not pleasing God. All of us have yielded to fear at different times in their life. But friend, let's rise above it.
Hallelujah.
Let's act on the Word.
Yes.
Let's believe the Lord to get us to this place. That we sought the Lord. We called on Him. He heard us. And to be able to stand up and say, and He delivered me from all my fears. And I'm standing here fear free.
Yes.
Afraid of nothing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, we've already spent some time on different aspects of this that are the foundation of this series, and tapes are available. We talked about the source of fear, where it came from, how it got started. We went back to Genesis and saw the first time fear was mentioned and why that happened. We also camped on and talked about how that nobody can make you afraid. Nobody or nothing can put fear in you. Fear has to be yielded to for it to get in. Jesus said, don't let your heart be afraid. Don't let yourself be troubled, which means if it gets in you, you let it. You yielded to it. People yield to it through ignorance. But you don't have to. I don't care how afraid you feel. I don't care if the hair is standing up on the back of your neck and goosebumps are double parked and your knees are bumping together. You do not just say, well, I'm scared to death. I'm scared spitless and I can't help it and it's too late. No, no, no. Fear is there. But what do? Now we decide, do we let it in? Do we just yield to it? And just let it develop into full-blown panic. Yes. Or, what else could we do?
Resist.
Ah, there you go. What else? We can resist it. Even though we feel it, even though the thoughts are there, I mean, through tears. You could be sobbing through feelings of fear, and you can say through your tears, no, I resist it. I refuse to fear. I resist this in Jesus' name. And if you'll stand against it, what'd the Bible say? It has to leave. It has to leave. After all, the greater one's in you. Not against you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Then he who's in you is greater than anything that could come against you from the outside. But it's by faith. It's not by feeling. Just because you feel even terror doesn't mean it's all over. That's feeling. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And so with all the feelings and all the symptoms and all the thoughts and all the circumstances, you can stand up in the middle, maybe through trembling lips, but you can say, I resist this. I resist this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I refuse to fear. The devil will say, you're already afraid. You say, shut up, shut up. I resist it. I refuse to fear. I have the peace of God. God's with me. He's in me. He's on me. He keeps me. What have I to fear? Right? I've been delivered from fear. I called him. I sought him. He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Go with me, please, to Mark, the 4th chapter. I'm so thankful to the Lord for His Word, for His Spirit. Driving to church this morning, the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, you've already made far more progress than you even realize. We've already gained a lot more ground. You know, you don't realize. Now, people who don't know you or hadn't seen you in a while, they may see it more than you do. But we've already made a lot of progress. And we've just begun. Think of how far the Lord's brought us in 2 years. What if He tarries His coming for another 5? Where will we be? Or 10? We're coming up, brother.
Amen.
Sister, we're moving on. Fear-free. Full of faith. Healed. Spirit-led life. What if we're walking in the fullness of these things? Not just being hearers, but being doers of the Word. Well, God's going to get glory in our life. There's going to be all kind of fruit. It's already happening. It's already happening. And here's an area that you must have results and growth in to go where God has called you. Because it's going to take faith to step out and do the things that God's called you to do. I said, well, I'm not a preacher, Brother Keith. Yeah, but you got a call on your life. There's some things you're supposed to do for the kingdom of God. Every man, every woman, every person in the kingdom has things they're supposed to do. And you know why most people don't do them? Fear. Fear. Afraid. Well, if I do that, then how am I going to do this? And where's the money going to come from? And how can I do that in my family? And how can I do that in my job? I don't have any training. What if I fall on my face? What if I make a mess? I don't know the Bible well enough. I don't have. I can't see. I don't know. Fear. And it keeps people parked. Afraid to step out. You know, Phyllis and I had to deal with some things before we started this church. I'd never seen myself as a pastor. Always honored and respected the office, but I thought my call was in another area. And we're busy. I mean, we're full up. We loved the road ministry and what we were doing. We begin to see the Lord is serious about this Branson thing. And then we found out about this property. And we had no congregation. When Phyllis was looking at the property with one of the individuals that was showing it. And they asked her, they said, well, how many people's in your congregation? And she said, well, right now, nobody. And I'm sure they thought we were nuts. Well, then why are you looking at this? Why don't you go, you know, rent you a little pup tin or something? And so as we looked at this, you know, you think about, well, you know, even the electric bill on this place is going to be substantial every month. And I mean, and just what if only 20 people show up and that's it forever? What are you going to do? You're looking at it this side, but I'm talking about before there was ever a service. In the floor praying. And our friends became concerned about us. They did. Some of them, and different ones called and talked to us and said, you know, man, y'all got it so good where you're at. You got your stuff paid for and you're doing so good and you got more meetings than you can get to. What you want to go up there and do that for? And what if you get saddled with that big property and stuff and, you know, go belly up? What will people say? Well, the thoughts came. The feelings came. I finally told one of them, I said, well, I said, now you shouldn't do anything half-cocked. I said, but we've been praying about this and looking at this. I've done everything I know to hear from God on this and get it confirmed and established in my spirit. And I would rather step out and blow it and fall flat on my face. And what if folk laughed? What if they did? Than to stay and play it safe and do nothing too scared to obey God. Did you hear me? So we did. We said, here goes. Who's going to come? We don't know. What if nobody? What if they stay away in droves? Well, what if they do? Here we go. We believe the Lord told us to do it. Here we go. I'm so glad we were not too afraid. Amen. I'm so glad we were not too scared. Well, what about you? See, God has something for you. It may not be that. It may not be anything like that, but it's something. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Overcoming Fear Through Trust, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803D. That's R803D. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.